I'm John Batchelor with Keech Hagee, the author of the new book, The Optimist, Sam Altman, OpenAI, and the Race to Invent the Future. You want to know where ChatGPT comes? It comes from conversations between people who live in California now and again. One of them is Sam Altman. However, we've seen the formation of OpenChatGPT. There's GPT 1, no, there's a 2.0, then there's a 3, then there's a 3.5. And Sam has an eye for commercial success. They're monetizing very quickly, though they are a lab. And that is an important distinction here, because there are unhappy voices around Sam saying that we don't have any control of this. We don't want to go where it can get dangerous. Jeff Hinton is one of those, University of Toronto, visionary about the ability of artificial intelligence and his colleagues. What does Sam make of those warning voices, Keech?
Well, it depends on when you ask him. So early on, Sam brought forward those same warnings. After ChatGPT launched and became viral, Sam was the one going around saying, you know, this is wonderful, but if it goes wrong, it could go very wrong. He testified before Congress saying we should regulate this because there are possibilities that if we don't align this properly, he doesn't say this, but basically the implication is it could kill us all. So he was a purveyor of this in the early days. But as time went on, his focus became more commercial, and he is definitely much less excited about regulation today.
The blip is a disagreement between Sam and the board, between where Sam is the head of OpenChatGPT, a lab, non-prof, and Sam is also still interested in his skill at YC, or forming companies that are visionary, housing companies, companies to do with nuclear energy. And I can't entirely unpack the confrontation, but it comes to Sam being fired by his board and a huge weekend of stories about disaster, the whole staff threatening to quit if Sam is not rehired. Now that there's some distance on that, Keech, was that about Sam not obeying certain parameters of his responsibilities, or was that just not enough lawyers in the room?
I think it was about Sam not being, like, management is not his number one best skill. So part of the problem is he left a trail of angry people in his wake, you know, by saying yes to two people who were in conflict over something. He is a Silicon Valley guy, so he's cutting some corners on safety. And that really freaked out the members of the nonprofit board, who believed they were there to do one thing, which was to make sure that AGI was developed safely. And, you know, in one case, at least he did lie, which he's admitted. You know, he bends the truth sometimes. He's a storyteller. And when that happened in the context of something so momentous as perhaps actually creating AGI, the folks in charge threw the kill switch and they fired him.
We come to now, this moment. Musk and Sam fall apart. Why?
Well, it was just a power struggle. Elon wanted to be in charge. And to back up a little bit, they started out as a nonprofit. Then they realized that the thing that worked needed a lot more money than they thought that it did. And so they really couldn't continue to be a nonprofit. They were going to have to turn this thing into a for-profit somehow. They talked a lot about how to do it. And Elon even suggested, hey, why don't we make this part of Tesla? That's one way to make it for-profit. But he wanted to be in charge of the whole thing. And the other folks, including Sam and Greg Brockman and Ilya Sutskever, ultimately decided that's not what they wanted. They wanted Sam to lead them, not Elon. And Elon took his ball and went home.
Another comment about Elon Musk. Your scenes with him are wonderful because he comes in late. He sits, he's stormy. He's got a God complex, I think someone said once about him. He's happy with it as long as he's in charge of everything. Okay, so we're back to Sam and ChatGPT. And ChatGPT is growing. And that voice of Jeff Hinton and his colleagues, Jan LeCun and Bengio, is that still hovering in the air? Has that been solved? We have 30 seconds.
It had not been solved. Right after ChatGPT was launched, there were voices coming out saying, we need to pause. We don't know what we're doing. There's no way to make this safe. They were ultimately not listened to, but I think it's really important that the leading lights of AI thought it was dangerous enough to need to stop.
Yes, the story so far, Keech Hagee. The book is The Optimist, Sam Altman, OpenAI, and the Race to Invent the Future. These people are not middle-aged. They have a lot of decades ahead to explore. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.